Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Very welcome back to Bandwagons, bonus episodes, wherever you're listening, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, hope you're well. Movie Club is back in session. We've had bums in seats for the cinematic event of, when did this movie come out?
1999, I think, was it?
No, because I think it was, did I not read something that it was the, no, sorry, it was 1999, but it was actually the first movie to go number one in the new millennium. Or to be number one in the new millennium.
It must have come out Christmas or something, did it?
That's what I was getting confused. Yeah, December 1999. Did you see it in cinema? We are talking about Stuart Little. I don't know
Sorry,
if you've
seen
that from the title, but we are talking about Stuart Little.
Stuart Little is one of the ones I remember from my childhood as like the VHS that we just, like we went through a phase of watching over and over. I think maybe my brother loved it or something. We definitely had it and we watched it a lot at home. And I remember being really excited to see the second one. And I remember the ads and stuff for the second one when it was coming to cinemas. Did it go to cinemas? I'm sure it did.
Second one went to cinemas. The third one didn't. Yeah. I have such specific memories of the little yellow bird that he was hanging around with
that
he presumably ends up shagging or something. I don't know. But I don't remember a single thing about that movie. But again, yeah. Same as you. We had this on DVD or VHS or something rented and I remembered it very clearly up until a certain point. This is me. Well, sure, was it not when we were trying to, because we were trying to get a bit of content done before Australia, and I had sent a voice note to you kind of when we had just started back recording, in hysterically laughing, just thinking about the entire concept of Stuart Little, and Breed was like, yeah. I think now's the time, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and I think like the, I knew it was a bit of a batshit concept, but when we actually watched it, it is, it makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. Like, less than I even anticipated.
But you know what? I kind of appreciated that about it. I kind of appreciate yeah. that it, like, leans into it in a huge way. Like, nobody's yeah. ever letting up on the fact that it's like, you've adopted a rodent. And they're like, and? Gina yeah. Davis is like,
he's my son.
I don't get it. Like, why? He's my son. He's my son.
There's oh my God, so many plot holes. So many plot holes.
Okay, well then talk to me then. What are the plot holes?
Let me bring up my notes because this actually, like here the first
she has
minutes,
her list. She's looking at her fool's cap. I can see on the camera.
Nora watched it with me and I was like, we're going to watch a movie about a mouse. And she was like, yes, mouse, 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 mouse. So she loved it. And then like the first 20 minutes, I was like, none of this makes sense in any concept. So they're just like, I wrote down, can you adopt a child the same way as adopting a puppy where they like put you into a room and go, okay, pick one?
Yeah, I will say it does massively simplify what I would imagine is actually
process.
A much more complicated process.
Yeah.
The adoption process. I highly doubt it. Someone just turns up, you pick a child and they're like, fine. Especially yeah. if you have another child at home, you know?
Yeah. And then there was just like, it was a room full of children and then a mouse in clothes as well.
Yeah. Do you know what I found suspicious? Where were they getting all those tiny books from? You know, where were they getting a fucking tiny edition of Little Women?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not like he was wearing like the dolls, Barbie and Ken's clothes, which makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
what doll is actually reading books?
You can't read a Barbie
and
Ken book, like, yeah.
Yeah, they're no, but they're not reading books. It's fundamentally, there's no publishing place that is like, we need to print teeny tiny books for the Barbies to read and have it be fully fleshed out on paper, you know? Yeah, I just found that, I found that very suspicious.
The whole thing is suspicious. Maybe he's a psychopath. How did a mouse end up in the orphanage? Why are they not alarmed when he walks up and starts talking to them? So, like, that would suggest that this is normal, that there are mice, like, in civilization that run around with kids and they're just like one of them. But we just never, ever see it again for the rest of the film. Like, none of the other animals can speak to the humans. None of the cats can speak to the humans, only mice. The cats can't, the birds can't. I don't know. Like, it just makes no sense.
Yeah,
and I'm actually really wound up about it now, to be honest.
Do you know what I had written down with regards to this adoption scene and like the initial starting of the movie? I actually wrote down, did Stuart Little emotionally manipulate the parents? And I think yes. The more I read that and the more I think back to that scene.
He's carrying around fake books. He's psycho.
Well,
he's not.
When I've been here the longest. All right, fucking whingebag. Let them decide for themselves.
Yeah. He was like, oh, this is how it's going to go. You're going to pick one of them. You're going to be very happy. It's like...
Yeah, it's very like, oh, you know when boys are like, oh, you'd never be interested in someone like me. Pick girls always go for the hot job. Yeah, that's too little, but as a fucking child mouse loser, like, no wonder you're there the longest because you're a fucking moany hole.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a mouse in a room full of humans. It makes no sense. And then I wrote, great potential for this to be a musical. And then I wrote, but that's just Annie. And then, like, the more the plot went on, it was just, the whole plot is just Annie, but with a mouse as Annie.
No, it isn't just Annie, because Annie, there's a lot of...
The fake parents come back?
No, but there's commentary on, like, class there as well, I think, which we don't get with Stuart Little. Class doesn't come into Stuart Little as much as it does into Annie.
Okay, but generally, from my perspective, the plot of Annie is that she gets adopted. She's not really, like... welcome, doesn't feel like comfortable straight away, and then like finally settles in and gets really comfortable with the adoptive family, and then these like fake parents show up and be like, we're your parents, but they have like real gangster vibes and they take her away, and it's this whole thing, and they're in cahoots with someone else, and it's all like a big thing. It's the exact same as Stuart Little on that front.
Okay, interesting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.